Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
The heat is back and bringing the humidity and plenty of rain along with it for much of the week. It's Monday, August 8th. The heat is brutal. Cooling centers are back open. The Ground Zero flag is coming to Western Mass. Moso is making music. Gas is down a little bit more. And Mark Auerbach knows where the live entertainment is. It's Monday, August 8th, 2022. Sunshine and clouds mix today. Afternoon scattered showers, high of 94. The winds are west 5 to 10, chance of rain 60%. Tonight evening showers and storms, partly cloudy, a low of 74. The winds are light and variable, chance of rain 50%. Ultraviolet index at 8, the humidity 69%. Looks like it's going to be this way almost to Thursday. And they're saying the effect of the heat, make it feel like 100 degrees. Mayor Sarno, Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Colton Harris have announced that Springfield will be keeping the cooling centers open tomorrow, the 9th. They're open today, of course, due to the anticipated heat. Temperatures are expected to stay mid to high 90s. South Hadley has announced the cooling centers are open at the public library and the senior center due to the heat advisory, and the library hours are Monday through Wednesday, 9:30 to 8 p.m., Thursday through Friday, 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. The South Hadley Senior Center hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Tuesdays until 7 p.m. Buttery Brook Park and the Beach Grounds Park splash pads are open daily, 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Springfield Museums present the exhibit Card Tricks, Salvador Dali, and the Art of Playing Cards. This will be August 20 through November 20 in the Michelle and Donald DeMoor Museum of Fine Arts. Now, this exhibit highlights not only Salvador Dali's art, but also includes examples of creative card decks designed by artists working today. Located in the Star Gallery, this small but mighty exhibit gives North the opportunity to highlight more important art from the museum's collections that are not always on display. For hundreds of years, playing cards have captured the imaginations of creative individuals, possibly used in China as early as the 10th century. Cards could be found in Egypt and Europe by the 1400s. Subsequent eras, they became more popular and accessible due to innovations in printing technologies. Essential to the ongoing development of playing cards are the many artists who have conceptualized, designed, and reinterpreted card decks. This just sounds like a fun exhibit. Bing Productions presents the Moso Brass Quintet in a free concert Saturday, August 20, rain date Sunday the 21st, at Camp Star, Angelina, 300 Trafton Road in Forest Park. Performance begins at 6 p.m. Moso Brass, including classics by Bach, Brahms, Copland, and pops and jazz by Ellington, Strayhorn, Lennon and McCartney, and marches by John Philip Sousa. What a great program. And it's family-friendly and will last about 75 minutes. The amphitheater at Camp Star Angelina is outdoors, and you should either bring blankets and cushions or lawn chairs. The tickies are free, but advance reservations are requested. The community is invited to view the Ground Zero flag when it comes to Springfield's September 11th Monument, Riverfront Park, Tuesday, August 9, tomorrow at 11 a.m. Mayor Sarno, Fire Commissioner Calvi, Police Superintendent Claprude, Jordan Lemieux, retired Holyoke firefighter and member of the Mass State Chapter of Honor and Remember, and public safety officials will greet the flag when it arrives. It'll be escorted into Springfield over the Memorial Bridge by the Springfield Police and Fire Departments, American Medical Response, Hamden County Sheriff's Department, and the Mass Patriot Guard Riders. The flag was flown between the World Trade Center's North and South Towers following the terrorist attacks on September 11. Outside the New York Port Authority makeshift office trailer deployed to Iraq and flown around the country, it has numerous signatures and can only be touched by white cotton gloves to protect it from being damaged. The flag arrived in Mass on Sunday, August 7, 2022, and was presented to the Mass Honor and Remember Chapter, led by Chapter Director Brian Miller. After it leaves Springfield, it will go to Northampton as it prepares to be carried in the New England Run for the Fallen from August 19 to 21, from Bernardston, Mass. To Kittery, Maine. The New England Run for the Fallen is a tribute to to every New England Fallen Service member who died as a result of serving from any circumstance during the War on Terror. It was a tough day in Russell. They were without power due to a generator malfunction Monday morning, this morning.
Oops.
According to the Russell-Montgomery Police Department, Eversource worked on the issue and power is back on this afternoon. Anyone with medical conditions, they were advised at the time to seek appropriate arrangements. The cooling center was open at the town hall. And gas has dropped another 8+ cents this week, according to Gas Buddy. Lowest price for a gallon of gas in Western Mass, $3.75 a gallon. Most expensive, $4.89 compared to nearby areas. Connecticut, $4.16 a gallon, and Worcester, $4.37 a gallon. The national average price of gasoline decreased last week, averaging $4.01 per gallon. National average down 68 cents per gallon from a month ago and standing at 83.6 cents per gallon higher than 1 year ago. Happy to bring on our good friend and ArtSpeak reporter, Mark Auerbach, who's going to review the stage scene in the region and also has a review for you. Mark?
First today, we have a review from TheaterWorks in Hartford. During these dog days of summer, there's nothing like a cool evening at TheaterWorks with a hot play like Jacques Labarre's newest venture, Secundo, to provide a refreshing evening of theater. Hartford playwright Lamar wrote a blue ribbon stage version of Giulia Melucci's hilarious memoir, I Loved, I Lost, I Made Spaghetti, which originally premiered at TheaterWorks in Hartford 10 years ago. This delicious memoir of a middle-aged Italian woman's recap of fizzled romances, all told while preparing a full dinner on stage, became a hit for Lamar and TheaterWorks, and subsequently at theaters across the country. Lamar, TheaterWorks artistic director Rob Ruggiero, and star Antoinette LaVecchia, who originated the role of Giulia, are back together, and their reunion effort is a sequel, Secundo, now having its world premiere. In Secundo, Giulia has been married for 10 years, and she's preparing an anniversary dinner for her husband. She shares how they met, how their marriage has experienced its ups and its downs. All the while, she's preparing a full meal on stage on a brilliant and functional set designed by Brian Prather. Rob Ruggiero's staging is simple and direct, but busy enough to keep audiences' eyes glued to the meal preparation on stage. Giulia is frequently interrupted by calls, texts, and musical snippets, all perfectly timed by sound designer Beth Lake. Rob Ruggiero returns home to TheaterWorks after getting rave reviews for a sumptuous production of Sweeney Todd in St. Louis. Jacques Lamar is one of the busiest writers around. Secundo's premiere coincides with the premiere of another new work, Italian Mom Loves You, in Waterbury. Plus, Lamar's latest, Varla Jean Merman Show, is a big hit in Provincetown. I'm amazed that Secundo has brought out the versatility in both. I'm often in awe of the actors who can command the stage in solo performances, such as Tara Franklin in Chester Theater's On the Exhale, or Mark H. Dold in Barrington Stage's Harry Clark, both of which set the bar for this kind of performance. I can add Antoinette LaVecchia to the list. She captures Giulia's exuberance, her self-deprecating humor, and culinary skills to perfection. She's got the split-second timing down, and every nuance is yummy. And with Lamar's superb script and Ruggiero's deft staging, this performance is a real winner. TheaterWorks Hartford continues to provide exuberant, thought-provoking, fun theater in one of the best theater spaces in town. Kudos to the TheaterWorks team for maintaining such excellence during these tough times. Secundo runs at TheaterWorks Hartford through August 28th. For tickets, dwhartford.org. And on to ArtSpeak. Alan Paul, Associate Director of the Tony Award-winning Shakespeare Theater in Washington, D.C., will succeed Julianne Boyd, Barrington Stage Company co-founder and artistic director, who's retiring at the end of the 2022 season after leading the theater for 27 years. Paul's programming for Barrington Stage will start next season. He has been at Shakespeare Theater since 2007, won the Helen Hayes Award for his staging of Camelot. Paul has directed productions at theaters across the country, including Kiss Me, Kate at Seattle's Fifth Avenue Theater and The King and I at Chicago's Drury Lane. Paul will begin his work planning the 2023 season of plays and musicals. For details, BarringtonStageCo.org. Dracula, the Bram Stoker thriller, is dramatized by Hamilton Dean and John L. Balderston, plays Berkshire Theatre Group's Colonial Theatre through August 27th. The Pulitzer Prize and Tony Award-winning David Auburn directs, and Isadora Wolf provides the movement and fight choreography. Mitchell Winter stars as Dracula, and Jennifer Van Dyke plays Professor Van Helsing. For details, BerkshireTheatreGroup.org. This weekend, it's the Springfield Jazz and Roots Festival in downtown Springfield with musical performances, community building activities, presentations, and workshops. The festival, now expanded to 2 days, is centered on Stern Square and Tower Square Park downtown, and admission to all the events is free. Friday night's musical performances include Shorty Billups, the soul and R&B living legend who now lives in Enfield. Also performing are Valley Legends Fat with Peter Newland and their special guest Scott Murawski from Max Creek. Valley Blues rock icon Mitch Shakur, who was Joe Cocker's music director, popular Valley Blues rockers the Buddy McKeon's band, and soulful blues belter Janet Ryan and her band. Saturday's festivities commence at 12:30 at the Springfield Museums with a parade led by the New Orleans celebrated second line ensemble, the New Breed Brass Band. For details, SpringfieldJazzFest.com. The Bob Sparkman Trio with clarinetist Bob Sparkman, pianist Jerry Noble, bass guitarist Karen Noble, closes Sevenar's 54th season of summer concerts with a program of jazz favorites August 14th in Worthington. Tunes like Stardust, Sweet Georgia Brown, Honeysuckle Roll, Avalon, Pennies from Heaven, and more are a few stops on this marvelous musical tour, which is a Sevenar's season highlight year after year. For details, SEVENARS.org. The Ted Rosenthal Trio performs at Blandford's White Church August 13th. Rosenthal is one of the leading jazz pianists and composers of this generation. He actively tours nationwide with his trio as a soloist and performs with many jazz greats, including Jerry Mulligan, Art Farmer, Phil Woods, Bob Brookmeyer, and James Moody. He's the winner of the Theonious Monk International Jazz Piano Competition. For details, thewhitechurch.org. To the Moon and Back, a new play by Darcy Parker Bruce, premieres at Chester Theater through August 18th. Here, Naughton directs, and the cast includes Chester veterans Cara Franklin, Ray Burke, and Polly Pontrelli. For details, ChesterTheater.org. And last, Brad Shepherd, our very own Pioneer Valley Radio Brad Shepherd, brings his new review, I've Heard That Song Before, to the Majestic in West Springfield on August 14th. The show co-stars Meryl Shepherd and Richie Mitnick, and for details on that, you can go to MajesticTheater.com. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach. And Brad, you're doing a lot of concertizing this summer.
Well, Mark, thank you very much for plugging that. I'm looking forward to it because due to COVID and other scheduling circumstances, the three concerts that I've done at the Majestic in a row came to an end a few years ago, and this will be number four, and we're delighted to come back together because we've got a new show planned. And Meryl has, I'm very proud of her, obviously, has really matured as a vocalist, and we're spotlighting her quite a bit more. And Richie is a tour de force at the keyboard and really backs so many great music people through the region. We're delighted to have him. So I'm very much looking forward to the show.
And, you know, Brad, I mean, you do a lot of outdoor concerts, and, of course, we're in the middle of a big heat wave, but this one's in the air-conditioned comfort of the Majestic.
Oh, absolutely, and you can't knock the fact that it's got an intermission, which means you can head out to the cafe, have a libation or a little snicky snack, and then come back in for the second part of the program, the second part of the show. The umbrella title, as you mentioned, Mark, is I've heard that song before. It's a great old Julie Stein tune. And it really puts an umbrella around the, well, what we'd love to call the Great American Songbook. But there's a good complement of Broadway in it. There are little pieces of Fiddler on the Roof and The King and I and Oklahoma and so many great shows. In addition to pop tunes from the 60s and 70s and the 40s and 50s and everything from King of the Road to If I Were a Rich Man. So I hope folks will come and enjoy the production.
That sounds great, Brad. And I'll be back later on during the week because Barrington Stage opening night is Wednesday for Stephen Sondheim's masterpiece, A Little Night Music, which is the one show I've been looking forward to going to see the most this summer.
Excellent. Thank you, Mark Auerbach, for Pioneer Valley Radio. Much obliged.
Great having you with us on our program today. Please be with us for our next show. That'll be tomorrow, of course, up online during the day and available to you night and day on demand here at Pioneer Valley Radio. Try to stay cool. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.